The endangered swift parrot lives in southeast Australia, but the species only breeds in Tasmania. A scientist who's spending his summer climbing trees to study the parrots has found that the birds will only nest in particular hollows. Felicity Ogilvie reports from Bruny Island.
The endangered swift parrots have made their nest in the hollow of a dead tree in a forest on Bruny Island. The nest is 18 metres off the ground and there's a chick inside. Dayan Stojanovic from the Australian National University is using a rope and harness to climb up the tree to the parrot's nest. He gently removes the chick from the nest and carries it down from the tree. He weighs and measures the bird.
See, she's quite mature. She'll be leaving the nest within the next few days.
The chick is one of 30 babies around the state that Dayan Stojanovic has been studying this summer. The parrots nest in the hollows of trees, and Mr. Stojanovic has found that the birds are very picky about what kind of hollow they will nest in.
The swift parrot really strongly prefer tree hollows with small entrances, deep chambers and wide floors, and usually those hollows are quite a bit higher up the tree than the average hollow. The important thing, though, is that that type of hollow that swift parrots like is very rare. And of our sample of randomly selected tree hollows, only less than 5% were actually suitable for swift parrots.
Why are the swift parrots so picky about what kind of hollow they want to nest in?
So swift parrots are quite a small and tasty little bird if you're a predator, so it's quite important for them to put their babies in a really safe and secure environment. So in particular, choosing a hollow with a small entrance immediately excludes most predators, because if you're a predator, you're likely to be a little bit bigger than your prey. And so if a swift parrot can fit into a hole, hopefully its predator can't. So it's really important that the swift parrots have enough trees in the bush so that the chances of finding a suitable hollow are increased.
He's also discovered that often what looks like a perfect nesting hollow from the ground looks very different when you climb up the tree.
I was finding that increasingly on climbing these trees, I'd noticed that, in fact, these trees only had one or two hollows, and those hollows were usually already occupied, and anything else that looked like it was a hollow from the ground would, in fact, be, you know, a bit of black soot from a previous fire or a broken-off branch stub and wouldn't actually be real hollows.
Mr. Stojanovic says that without climbing up a tree, it's difficult to predict if there's a suitable hollow in the tree where the endangered swift parrot can nest.
Felicity Ogilvie.